Amazing.
That is amazing.
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 Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. That is amazing.
Everybody always feels bad for the adopted kid, right? And like, I get it, okay? Like, no one wanted her, whatever. I was there first, okay? Like, what about my pain, okay? Like, growing up, I'm serious, I had no idea what was going on. Like, I didn't understand. Like, I was like I thought we were getting a dog, you know? like they came home with my replacement. I was like... I was literally like a playdate came over and just never went home, you know? I till this day, like, I'll look at her and I'll be like, don't you have somewhere to go? Like, she just got engaged to a black guy, because that's how she does it, you know? That's her jam. That's it's funny because my mom's like, it's a phase. I'm like, Mom, they're engaged. Like.
Welcome to the Father State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Help us fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. I have with me today a stand-up comic, Courtney Sherman.
Sherman.
Courtney Sherman. Her comedy has been featured on NBC's Late Call with Carson Daly. Thank you so much for coming on. How did you, what made you decide, hey, I want to be a comedian?
I started acting as a child, and I always had a respect for comedy. It was always something that I loved.
Yeah.
But I started at the Groundlings doing improv, and then after college, that kind of just led me into trying stand-up, and after my first time on stage, I was hooked.
Right on. How long have you been doing it?
About 9 years.
And so when you are on stage, are you comfortable or uncomfortable?
I'm very comfortable.
Are you concerned that the people won't laugh?
No.
Have you ever had that issue?
Well, of course.
They're not going to laugh.
Yeah, a lot.
And so have you ever been up telling jokes and nobody laughed?
Of course. There's not a comic that's not the case.
Yeah. And so did you run behind stage and start crying?
Absolutely not.
I just
gave him the middle finger.
I don't blame you.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, you are. I hear a lot of people say women are not funny. They'd rather hear a comment from men than women.
You hear that a lot?
Not a lot, but quite often.
Well, what groups are you hanging out in?
Do you hear that sometimes?
Of course. We hear that a lot.
And
yes.
Why is that?
It's a numbers game. The ratio from men to women that perform stand-up comedy is insane. For every 50 comics, there might be one female. So that is to say, if you went and saw a show and you saw one Indian person and you didn't think they were funny,
right,
you're going to walk away and say, I don't think Indian comics are funny.
Yeah.
And so on any given lineup, I mean, even at the major clubs here, Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, Improv, I mean, it is changing, but for the most part, you might see one female comic per show, and if you don't like their comedy or vibe with it or engage with it, you're going to walk away and be like, oh, yeah, the female wasn't funny.
Yeah.
So it's not fair to just put that label on comedy's hard, and most people aren't funny. Most comics that you see at a comedy show, you might say three or four, like, I loved them. So it's a numbers game.
I have noticed that women... The things that women do are not as good as the thing that men do. Like basketball, you have a women's basketball team. Especially with men, you're less likely to go to a woman's basketball team or game as opposed to a man because women don't sweat. You know, they don't, they're like, you know, they don't get down and play hard. You know, they're
like, is this an ambush?
Oh, no. But have you noticed that, though? It's not as intense as men.
I don't know. I don't know if I...
I hear a lot of women say that, too.
That women don't sweat?
They prefer men games or men comedy or men stuff than women stuff.
I think, again, that's a numbers game. I think for a woman to say that they prefer watching a man play sports, that I might get. I grew up playing sports. I played basketball and softball my entire life.
Right. And would you prefer to see a man's game or a woman's game?
I would prefer to be playing.
And when you're not playing? How about when you're not playing?
I guess what we're saying, would we rather go to a WNBA game or an NBA
right.
game? I would prefer, actually, to go to an NBA game. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a better stadium. It's a funner experience. There's more hype around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around
natural,
longer.
Huh? It seems more natural.
I don't know if I agree with that. No.
Oh.
No.
What topics do you cover in your comedy? What do you like to cover?
Well, I'm very pro-woman.
Hear me roar.
We do. I'm definitely, I'm pro-woman, but that's not the voice of my comedy. Although it definitely is there. It's pro-me.
Right.
It's very, I do a lot of characters. It's very character-driven, observational comedy.
So do you joke about women or men?
I joke about everyone.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
okay.
Not exclusive to anything.
Right.
I make observations about life and talk about what I think is funny within it. Races, yeah.
Oh, you joke about race and all that kind of stuff too?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
And so how long you lived here in L.A.?
Born and raised.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You like it here?
I love it here.
And, you know, in going over and preparing for the show today with you, I wonder, do you like beta males or alpha males?
I like alpha males.
And why?
I'm an alpha myself. And so I guess I like the challenger. I like somebody that's kind of at my level.
And what is an alpha male?
What is an alpha male?
Yes.
It's a leader.
Right.
It's a leader in the room. A strong personality, someone that takes charge.
So you like men who are not afraid of you.
They're not afraid of me, not afraid of any.
All right, don't tiptoe around women.
Yeah.
And what is a beta male? Beta!
Okay. That's a weird line. I feel alpha males still cry. I feel like alphas can still be sensitive.
But what is a beta male?
A beta male, I guess, would just be somebody who's more of a follower.
Yeah, weak man.
Yeah. I don't know if I would use the word weak.
Just beta?
I don't think it's a negative. I don't think beta is a negative thing necessarily.
Have you ever been dating a guy and thought, wow, this is a beta male?
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't turn you off?
Yeah, very much, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? And we have a lot. Are you a millennial?
Yes.
Well, there are a lot. There are a lot of millennial baiters, males nowadays.
Are there?
Yeah, how did that happen?
That might be kind of a blanket statement.
They're very talented, but they're baiter. One half is talented, and the other half is beta. Beta!
I think this idea might come from the idea that a lot of millennials spend a lot more time now on the sofa or behind a computer rather
Playing
than
games.
Getting up and being active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever marry a beta male?
I mean, that's a very person specific. I definitely am attracted to alphas over betas, but it would have to be somebody pretty special, I think.
So do you want to get married one day?
It would have to be somebody pretty special, I think.
But you would like... So if you met this special guy, you would like to marry him.
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah.
And so do you date outside your race or just in your race?
Yeah, I date outside my race.
You date any color?
Yeah.
Beta!
But yes, I will, and I have, yes.
You've dated any color, any type of man? Any color of a man?
Yeah.
Really? What'd you like the best?
What color did I like best?
Yeah.
What race did I like best?
Right.
I mean, probably my last relationship would be the one that I liked the best, yeah.
And was that your race or outside?
He was my race, yeah.
Have you ever dated a black man?
I have, yeah.
Really? Once you go black, you can't go back.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Isn't that true?
Not for me. I will go back, though. I will go back.
And so you would like to be married, have kids, and all that good stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I've never been one of those girls who, like, pictured a wedding or or dreamt about that. Yeah. I think my aspirations have been definitely more for my career.
Right on.
And are still there, but...
So at some point, will you want to cut off the career, get married, have a family, or...
No, never. No.
Once you get a family and have kids, would you still work or would you stay home?
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely what?
I would still work.
But how about the kids? Who's going to take care of the kids?
I take care of them.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Can you work and raise kids too?
That's a very, like, specific, like, situational question, but growing up in my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and I was very fortunate that
that's why you came out so well.
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah,
if you don't be home with your kids, they're not going to turn out well.
Well, I was about to say that in my neighborhood, there were a lot of families that weren't as fortunate to have a parent stay home. Financially, they needed both parents to be working. And my girlfriends and my friends in my community, they're lawyers and doctors and teachers, and they turned out great.
But do you agree with me, and you can disagree, of course,
yeah,
that women who get married, have kids, and still work are very selfish women, right?
Is this an ambush?
They
are not selfish. What does that mean?
Which is best, to raise decent human beings or for her to have a career and let the kids go screwed up?
Let me say this. I think there are a lot of situations where having a parent not stay home is beneficial. I feel like my mom maybe was a little overbearing and was maybe there a little too much. Maybe I needed a little more independence.
Well, that makes sense.
And I think her giving up, my mom was the first female criminalist for the LAPD, and she gave up her job. She stopped working to stay at home, and she regrets it every day.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
She does.
I mean, having a daughter like you, that should make her proud that she stayed home.
And she's very proud of that, but I still would have turned out the way I did had she gone back to work and had something fulfilling for herself to do. Everybody needs a purpose, and after a certain point, your child doesn't need to be looked after.
What point is that?
I think, I mean, again, it's very situational,
right,
and circumstantial, but... for me, probably around like 12 or 13, you know, when I started stepping into kind of like being an adult, a teen, yeah.
Were you raised by your father too? Your father was there?
Yeah, parents are still together.
That's why it's best to be married and have kids, so that if the mother has to stay home with the kid, at least the father is providing. Am I right?
You think it's best for what?
To be married before you have kids.
Uh-huh.
So that the father can go out and provide and the mother stay home. But if you don't have that husband, then if the mother has the kids, he have to leave and leave the kids alone. That's why it's best to be married. Would you agree?
I feel like if that works for some people. I don't think...
But it did work for your family, right?
It worked for my family, yeah. And that's wonderful.
And
but
is that the best
way,
though? Is that the best? I know they're doing it all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
But it's the best way with a husband and wife.
Two husbands or two wives.
Two what?
Two husbands or two wives. You know, I think if...
So you think a woman should have two husbands at the same time?
I mean, I'm talking about a gay couple. I'm talking about... There's all different ways to do it, and I don't think one...
But I'm just
one
talking about, I know that they
other.
Are doing it all kind of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, but what is the best way is with one man
whatever
and wife?
Whatever works for you is the best way.
But not a husband and wife?
A husband and wife, I mean, traditionally, yes. That is absolutely what our society states is the best way.
And do you believe that's the best way?
I think for me that would be the best way.
Yeah.
So
I read that you graduated from Berkeley.
I did.
UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
Did they turn you into a liberal or are you still conservative?
They didn't need to turn me into a liberal. I was raised a liberal. Yeah.
You were raised a liberal?
Yeah.
By whom?
By my folks.
Your father was a liberal?
My parents, yeah.
They both were liberals?
Mm-hmm.
How did your father become a liberal? Men are not normally liberal.
Well,
I can understand women
being
that way.
Where are you getting these facts?
I can understand.
We need a fact check over here.
I can understand women being that way because women are kind of vulnerable. They accept, you know, because they're so emotional. They tend to accept.
You got water over here?
You know how women tend to accept anything. Mm. All you do is add a little emotional to it, you got the woman.
Yeah.
But how did your father, men are more logical than emotional. How did your father, what happened to him that he became a liberal?
What happened to him? Oh my gosh, you're cracking me up. Well, what happened to my father was he was raised in California, in LA, and he was brought up in a home and taught respect for all living things and all living creatures, and developed a mentality and an open-mindedness that included everyone.
Wow. And so what is it like being raised by a liberal father?
What is it like?
Yeah. Because liberal men don't have, you know, strength about them. They're like beaters.
My dad's 6'5", and will take anyone in this room.
Well, I don't mean physical strength, inner strength.
Oh, no. It takes inner strength as well as physical strength to do that.
Is he an emotional man?
He's very emotional, yeah.
Beta!
Yeah. I mean, he still plays hardball. He's won the Cy Young the last 8 years. I mean, he's as alpha as they get.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, how can he be emotional if he's alpha?
I think it takes an alpha kind of man, a leader, to say, yeah, this makes me sad. This makes me happy.
Can I interview him?
But actually the strength to be able to show that and not hide.
Can I interview him?
Yeah.
Oh, will you set it up where I can talk to your father?
Absolutely.
I can't wait to meet your beta dad.
He's an alpha.
Alpha dad. Do you believe in God?
I believe that's kind of a personal question for me. I believe in a higher being.
A higher being?
Yeah.
What, like an illegal alien?
I believe in something. I don't know what it is? Yeah.
So it could be an illegal alien. You know how lately we've been seeing those spaceships and they have mm-hmm. those. It could be one of those?
My belief is not that it's an alien. In my mind, that's not what I see, but I...
So you believe in a real God?
I believe, yeah. I have a spiritual connection with a higher being, yeah.
And do you call him God?
No.
You call him Dad?
No, I don't call him Dad.
You call
I just
him,
have one dad.
You call him Father?
No. I don't label it as male or female.
So when you pray, you just say, oh, higher being, help me.
I actually don't pray for something to help me, no.
What do you pray for?
I pray to, not for.
So, and what do you pray to the higher being about?
About the well-being of me here on this earth, about the people that I love and I care about.
And so just, you know, I'm black and I'm slow. Do you say...
I love that your race had something to do with that.
And so when you pray for something for yourself, uh-huh. do you say, higher being help me, or do you say, Father God help me?
I don't put a label on it.
Why not?
I just talk to you. Because I don't know.
Oh, I see.
I have no physical proof. And so I just pray to what feels right. And not. I wasn't raised with any... formal religion.
Really? Were you atheist at one time?
No, never
agnostic.
Atheist. Agnostic? No, not agnostic, because I've always had the sense that there is a higher being.
Uh-huh.
I've studied pretty much every religion. I mean, not extensively, but
right.
Enough to kind of make ideas and put together my own philosophy for myself.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you a moral person?
A moral person?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to believe so.
And where do you get your moral from?
Where do I get my morals? Yeah. From my family, my parents.
From your father, mother?
My brother and my sister.
Is morality relative?
That's an interesting question. Is morality relative? No. No, it's not relative. No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you this, especially with you being a female comment. Do you think any group is off limit to your jokes?
No. No.
So, like, have you ever gone and the audience is predominantly black? There's a lot of black folks there.
Mm-hmm.
You know how black folks are.
Yeah.
They get all mad and stuff just like that. Mm-hmm. You look at them wrong, they're mad. Why are you looking at me?
Uh-huh.
And so would you look in the eye and say, oh, that black lady has an afro. That's interesting.
Would I say that black lady has an afro?
Yeah.
I would never point anybody out in the room like, that gay man has this. I might say that man, or I would say that woman has an afro.
How about if you knew it was gay, would you say that gay man has one?
No.
Would you make jokes about homosexuals?
I do make jokes about homosexuality, yeah.
And they laugh about it?
Sure. If you can come into a comedy club and laugh about one thing, you should be able to laugh about everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But we're in a world now where everything's just kind of off limit. Life is born with that kind of life.
It is, yeah. How did it happen? I think right now we're in a transition where it's off limits because so many things are being brought to the surface.
Yeah.
And so it's actually, it's a huge time of change. And I think during times of change, there's stumbles along the way. And I feel like we're just in that where it's a delicate time, but we're going to come out of it stronger.
You think so?
I do think so, yeah.
So you made jokes about women, lesbians.
Uh-huh.
Blacks and Hispanics, right?
Yeah, I mean, we tons about Asians, yeah.
Right on. Yeah. I noticed that the only race in America today that you can just make a joke about and get away with it are white people. Why is that? Other races, hands off. But everybody made jokes about white people and they get away with it. Why is that?
It's our turn.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I just feel like, we've had the reins, white people, we have. And so,
what do you mean?
It was predominantly, even people doing comedy was predominantly white people. And now that there's a flux in every other race coming out and having a voice, I feel like, yeah, it's time to point the finger at white people.
And so white people should lay dead and let that happen?
Well, I mean, it's not a battle, okay? Again, it's comedy. It's all supposed to be fun. We're doing this. We're doing this to laugh and to come together as a community.
That's
so,
right.
No, white people should just take it. It's like, cool.
But should the other races just take it too?
Yeah. We're talking about comedy, right?
Right. Comedy only.
Yes.
They should just take it.
They should take it.
Do you ever just say, why don't you be quiet and take it? Sit down.
That's what the middle finger's for.
Oh, good. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think comedians should censor themselves?
I don't feel like comedians should censor themselves in their writing. I feel like it's an artistic expression. I feel like comedians should have the sense and whereabouts to read a room. And I think those are different things.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there are times in our society where maybe a joke might be too soon. You know, there's
well, how would you know, though, when it's too soon?
Again, that's your artistic expression. If you, within yourself, feel like this is a good time to talk to this audience about this.
Right.
Or maybe I can spin this in a way that it makes somebody laugh about it rather than just as a means to deal with an uncomfortable or sad situation that we're going through.
One of my employees is turning fat.
And I'm he's turning bit, fat?
Yeah. He used to be well-built and nice, right? And he's turning, it's a he, it happened to be a he on this one. Uh-huh. And he's turning fat, and I'm always joking him about it. Is that fun? Is that right?
To make fun of him?
Uh-huh.
I mean, does he laugh about it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, then keep it going. I mean, if you can make light of a heavy situation.
Well, yeah.
Then, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, he happened to be, he'd take it easy. He's not one of those guys.
Then more power to it.
That's
laugh
right.
about it. Yeah.
And so I got, and I'm a little rushed, I'm rushing a little bit because of time, right? I got to ask you about women.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that women are easily offended?
That women are easily offended?
Yeah.
That's a pretty blanket statement. What offended about what?
Everything.
I mean, I'm a comedian. This is what I do for a living. So the women that I'm around, no, their middle name is rejection. Like they're tough as nails.
But
and
other than the comedians that you know, have you noticed overall women are they're easily offended?
No.
Do you think that women are like that? Most women are.
No.
Really?
No,
so
I
then
don't.
Why do you need all these laws to protect women? You can't say this about them. You can't do this. You can't touch them. You can't open the door. You can't say your hair is nice. They got all... You can't say, you have on a nice dress today.
Oh, Jesse.
If they are not easily offended, why do they need so many laws? Men don't need all those laws.
Okay, we're gonna go here. Men don't. So we're coming out of a time and a movement, the Me Too movement, which I guess is what you're.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that. I was just thinking all these laws that these women had to protect themselves against any kind of word or anything when they're supposed to. And then on one hand they say, we're so strong. But then they have all these laws to protect you from the women. You can't say anything about it. You can't say, you fat today or you know. And they would be like,
is that something
that
you
word,
often do? You just
that word,
let
like,
a woman
oh,
know
that
she looks fat today?
Me.
Why,
if they so strong or not easily offended, why do they need so many laws?
I don't think that you're asking about women being offended in terms of, I don't think there are.
Yeah, they're easily.
There's laws against touching women, which there should be.
After a while, you're not going to be able to shake their hands either. Oh, he touched my hand.
No.
He held it sexually.
There are laws that have been set in place for legit reasons.
No, but I'm saying, why are they so easily offended, though?
Why?
But you do agree that they are, right?
I don't. No, I
oh,
said
you
I don't.
Agree.
I don't agree that women are easily offended.
Why
do
you need so many laws then?
I'm not sure what laws we're talking about.
All of them.
Which? What? Name one law.
He spoke to me in the wrong way.
That's not a law.
He was verbally.
I need a fact check. What law is he spoke to me in the wrong way?
He was verbally abusive.
Verbally abusive. If a man is in a position of power and is speaking to a woman, and is verbally offensive. Yeah.
But have you heard the way women
talk to men?
But that's
not just men. I was just going to say that.
Women
there is no law for how a man can talk to a woman. It goes both ways.
So should men have women put in jail by crying, she was verbally abusive?
No man has ever gone to jail for being verbally abusive.
But whatever they
do to the history of the United States.
I know, but whatever they do to the men, should that men start reversing that on the women?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
When I was growing up, women were stronger than they are today.
Women were stronger then?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because they didn't need laws to protect them. They protect themselves. They're like, don't touch me. Oh, hell no, I ain't putting up with that. You know, they spoke up.
Wow.
And that's what men like. And they didn't need all these laws to protect them.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I that might be like your personal experience.
I mean, I've seen it all over.
Yeah.
I think women used to be stronger.
Women used to be stronger. I think even like statistically, I think right now, like even like in the polls, like they would say that women right now are stronger than they've ever been in this country. They have a stronger voice than they've ever had.
Well, only because they got laws to shut everybody else up.
There are no laws to shut men up.
Yeah.
There is no law against that. I think what you're confusing it with is the fact that women are speaking up, that you're hearing women, and so you think that laws are being
Lord.
Set forth, but they're not laws.
I'm hearing them all right.
Well, maybe it's time they're heard.
You know what they sound like?
What do they sound like?
You ever heard a fire truck going by a house that has dogs? And the dogs start howling, oh! It's like that. It hurts your ears. Mm. You know what I mean?
Cool.
I got to ask you about abortion. You support abortion or you're anti-abortion?
I support abortion.
Really?
I do.
Would you ever have an abortion?
That's a very personal question.
Meaning what?
Meaning I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Alabama just passed a law to protect the innocent children from being killed inside the womb.
Innocent children?
Yeah.
Or a fetus.
Child inside the womb.
A child or a fetus?
A baby in the womb. Are you okay with Alabama doing that, or are you against that law?
I'm against that law.
What gives the women the right? What kind of a woman would want to kill a man's baby in her womb? What would make her want to kill the child of this man's child in her womb? What kind of woman would do something
what
like that?
What
happened
woman?
To her heart that you want to kill an innocent child inside her own womb?
What
and then call it something else. Fetus, she make it sound like it's not a real baby. What type of woman is that?
What type of woman is that? That's a really great question. I think the type of woman is a 15-year-old who is raped by a man and doesn't want to have the baby.
Is that a justifiable reason to kill it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? It's bad enough being raped, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the guilt from rape is horrible.
Uh-huh.
So if you kill the child in your womb, that's adding to the deal rather than having the baby and putting it up for adoption if you don't want to keep it. Why kill it?
Because it hasn't come to term. It's not even considered.
I know, but whenever people want to do wrong, they rename it, or they don't want to face reality of what it is because they want to do wrong. Like these women who want to kill the children in the womb,
mm-hmm. They
call it everything but a baby because they don't want to face the reality they're about to kill a child.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to their mind that made them do something like that?
I think I just explained that question.
Should a man find out before he married a woman if she's into this abortion thing?
Yeah, I think a man should find out everything about a woman before he marries her.
If she is into it, should he marry her?
I think that you should ask him that.
What would you recommend? Would you want to marry a man to marry you that is against abortion, and then you get pregnant and kill his child?
I would never marry somebody without finding out details of how somebody.
That's right.
Feels or operates on life.
I heard someone else say this, so I picked it up, that abortion is worse than slavery.
You picked that up as something you wanted to state, or you picked it up as something that you agree
I saw
with?
A young girl in North Carolina. She was testifying before the city council or someone there,
mm-hmm.
and they were trying to pass an abortion bill. And a young little girl said, abortion, a white girl, she said abortion is worse than slavery. And I'm like, wow, that makes sense. It really is. Because the women, you know how they say the slave master felt like he owned the slaves so he could do whatever he wants to them? Likewise, women, for some reason, they think that they own the child body, own the child and the body of the child in their body, so they have the right to kill it or do whatever they want. And so, isn't that worse than slavery? Because even the child can't fight back. They can't run up north. They can't run to the woods. You know what I mean? So isn't abortion worse than slavery?
I don't agree with that statement.
Why not?
I don't see I don't see the parallels. I guess we don't see eye to eye, and we don't agree on what a fetus is.
What give? But do you see the correlation where, like, this woman, these women who are killing the children?
Do you eat eggs?
I'm sorry?
Do you eat eggs?
I haven't in a while, only because they say it's not good for you. But I used to eat them all the time for breakfast. Over
easy. Would you consider an egg a chicken?
No.
Why?
Because it's an egg still. It's not attached to the thing.
What?
But we're talking about human beings. I kill a chicken in a minute.
But is a human being
fact,
is a human being an
up,
animal? Is a human being an animal?
No.
Oh. Are you sure?
Uh huh.
Okay. So human beings aren't animals.
No.
Well, I mean that's not debatable. That's science.
No.
Humans aren't animals.
Now they act like animals when they fall away from God. I know they act like animals. You're right. Those in that fallen state, but they are not animals when they overcome that fallen state. You gotta agree.
No,
you gotta agree.
There's no debating. I mean, like, you learned this in elementary school. Humans are animals.
Oh, you believe that humans are animals?
That's not up for debate or discussion.
So you believe that humans are animals?
It is.
You believe that?
100%.
You should go back and beat that teacher.
Which one?
That lied to you about that.
I went to the number one public school in the country.
No, they lied to you.
Okay.
They do act like animals in a fallen state. You believe human beings are in a fallen state?
You're taking this to a spiritual conversation, but just on a scientific, what is platform? Humans are animals.
No, humans are not animals. Unlike animals, humans are created in the image of God, mm-hmm. So they're not animals. They do all kind of crazy things like animals, but they're not really animals. So I do understand that. I got to ask, though, so you didn't tell me what kind of mindset that a woman would have to kill the man's child in her womb. And it's not her baby. It's not her child. It doesn't belong to her. What made her think she is the slave owner and she could kill the slave?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, when
you're definitely food for thought, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You've done comedy on your sister and that she was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Went well.
Oh, yeah. So it's okay for women to make to do comedy about adopted kids?
Yeah.
Your sister's okay with it?
Yeah, she loves it.
How old is she now?
She's in her 30s.
Amazing. Do women in America have enough rights? Because I know they're always crying for rights. Right, I want rights, this right, I need rights. Do they have enough now?
Women have the same rights that men have. So yes, I feel that they have enough rights.
So it's time cut off on them begging for more rights, right?
I mean, women are still paid less than men.
No, that's not true. Anymore. It's definitely not true. Where are the stats? Where are the stats?
Yeah, I mean,
women are making more money than men now.
You're going to be wrong on that one. Women are definitely paid less than men. Okay.
Only because, you know, you have the women who are just starting out in the workplace. They may be making more money, I mean, less money than the man who's been there already due to experience and time. That what you mean?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, even starting wages for men are higher than women. Statistically speaking.
I wish that was true.
Wish?
Yeah, but you know why, right?
Why? I'm sure I'm going to love this answer.
Why? Men have more experience, they're better at the job, and they've been there longer because they're men.
Do you have any women that watch this show?
Yeah, a whole truckload of them around the world, matter of fact.
Wow.
Why you ask that?
These questions, you know.
What's wrong with them?
No. They're
what
wonderful.
Do you think about the so-called Me Too movement? What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
I have a lot of feelings towards it. I feel bad for the women that have been victim to the situation. I have a lot of compassion for...
You believe them?
Yeah.
Why?
Why do I believe? Why would I not?
No, tell me, why do you believe them?
Why do I believe that women have that Harvey Weinstein or?
Yeah. Why do you believe them?
I mean, facts. I'm big on facts. I usually go with facts.
What kind of facts do you have?
That's kind of how I live my life.
So you believe these women in the so-called Me Too movement based on facts, but they haven't given you any facts. They just said people take them at their word.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds of situations across the country. Would you like to talk about one specifically?
That's more of a reason not to believe them because there's so many of them.
Okay. If you want to ask me questions such as, have I ever been a victim of a Me Too situation, I will tell you, yeah. Being a female comedian, yes, I have been propositioned. I have been cornered. Have I come forward and said anything? No.
So being propositioned is a Me Too situation?
I think being cornered by a man in a room and having him pull out his genitals, I don't think that's appropriate. Do you?
I've noticed, no.
Do you feel that's appropriate?
No, I don't even understand
why you feel that? Do you feel that a woman could come forward at that point and say, hi, I'm not okay with this? Or is she being ridiculous and shouldn't be heard?
I don't think she needs to go public with it, but if the man pull out his thing, she said, no, don't do that. I don't want to see your nasty thing. But I've noticed that women are more likely to mean to men than men are to women. Have you noticed that? But men just don't tell it. They don't go out and cry Me Too and stuff like that. But women I've counseled with men around the world for the last 29 years, uh-huh. and most of them have been Me Too by women, but they just haven't said anything. Have you noticed women are more apt to do it than men?
That women are more apt to come forward?
No, to Me Too men, rather than men doing it to them.
Do I feel that women are becoming sexual predators to men more than men are to women?
Do you agree that women are more likely to...
Me Too a man?
To touch men, rape them, harass them, accuse them...
Jesse?
...than men?
Jesse, can you name me one situation where you've heard that a woman...
I hear it all the time.
...that a woman has raped a man?
Yeah.
And he came
absolutely.
Forward?
I heard so many situations where women have raped little boys when they were little boys
okay.
and the women were...
Absolutely.
...women were teenagers
absolutely.
Or adults.
And they should come through. I mean, you're getting into murky water, so, okay.
What do you mean by that?
Murky water, well, now we're talking about adults raping children. That's a very different situation than the typical Me Too movement that is coming forward.
But they rape adult men, too.
Can you name one for me?
I sure can.
I would like to hear that.
I won't because I can't give out the private business of others, but I'm telling you, it's rampant. But because the men don't complain about it, you don't hear. But I got to ask one last time, and I got to move on here. Do you believe these women?
Do I believe that women have been...
Do you believe the Me Too crowd?
Yes. Yes. With that being said, do I feel like there are some women that have put a very bad name on a movement that was coming forward to help people? Yes, absolutely. I think there are situations with women that kind of got on the bandwagon, and maybe the situation was not as severe. And they were just trying to get in the spotlight or whatever the case may be. Of course, not all of them are true.
Well, why don't you guys weed those people out? Hey, you guys, go sit down. This is a serious issue.
Yeah,
we don't need you in here.
Yeah, they ruined a positive movement that was happening for real victims.
And now it's like a joke because
it has. It has become a joke.
Yeah.
But that does not negate the fact that I feel that there are women out there that have suffered and have gone through a serious situation and needed to be heard.
But it's hard to believe any of them now.
I mean, that's to each their own. I feel like an investigation and getting to facts needs to come down harder.
Do you agree with socialism?
Sure.
You do?
I don't.
No, you don't.
I
Come
believe.
On. Look, you can wink your eye at me that way. I don't even think. You're joking, right?
Sure.
What do you think about, did you vote for Hillary?
I did. I voted for Hillary Clinton.
You regret it now?
No, I don't.
You don't? What do you think about the Great White Hope?
I'm a Hillary fan.
But she's such a loud, crooked woman.
I voted for the party.
Oh.
I did.
Oh, you're a Democrat, right?
I'm a Democrat.
So you voted for the party, and that's all they had to offer at the time.
I felt like she was a good candidate. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for right now? Because there's so many of them running now.
Ben Glebe.
Who?
No, I'm just kidding. He's a comedian who's running. I'm undecided at the moment, but I will most likely stick with my party.
Oh, you will?
Yep.
In spite of what? There's nothing honest about them.
Honestly,
they're for illegal aliens. They don't want to protect the American citizen. They want to give everybody free stuff.
Oh, you're a Trump supporter?
The Great White Hope. I love the Great White Hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I feel like this interview speaks to that, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Why you say that? Why you say that?
Just a blanket statement there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And before I put you on the hot seat.
Oh, I've been in the hot seat.
Oh, yeah?
I'm waiting to get out of it. You know what I mean?
Does white privilege exist?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
So are you a product of white privilege?
Am I what?
A product of white privilege.
Am I a product? I am white. Yes, I'm a product of white privilege.
And so you have privilege because you're white.
I feel like that's what our society has done, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In what way?
How is it that you are more privileged than anyone else? Especially black folks. Oh, black people get away with anything now.
I'm sorry. Were you asking if I believe that that's right?
Do you believe it exists?
I believe it exists. I feel that it's right? No.
Oh, okay. But no. I don't think it exists. It's a made-up lie.
You don't believe it exists?
Uh-uh.
Huh. That's interesting.
Have you noticed that white people are the most hated, especially white, straight, conservative men in power,
uh-huh.
that they are the most hated species on this side of heaven? Have you noticed that?
The white man isn't doing too well right now. I'll agree
Why
with that.
Why do you hate him so much? He hasn't done anything to them. Why do you hate him? So, think about this. White people founded the greatest country on earth called America.
Right.
And they let all these people of color come in.
They didn't.
They let the people of color come in.
They didn't find America. They colonized America.
No.
There were Native Americans here before the white man ever stepped foot on here.
You know what they were doing, right?
What's that?
Smoking pot.
Yeah, well, I mean...
They
Not
weren't
pot.
Building.
They were smoking a lot of things
it
that are natural to the
they
world.
They had
yeah.
the good stuff.
To the earth, yeah.
They had the good stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you smoke pot?
Occasionally.
You smoke pot?
Sure.
I noticed with millennials, they're very talented. One half is very talented, men and women.
Uh-huh.
Other half is all screwed up. What happened?
What do you mean? All screwed up, like what?
They smoke pot, they have sex out of wedlock, they live together before marriage,
mm-hmm.
they curse, they have the other half is just messed
they're
up.
Crazy.
Huh?
Maybe they're just living their lives.
But why live such a screwed up life on this half?
Screwed up sounds pretty fun to me.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
You like smoking pot?
I mean, it's not something I do often, but occasionally I like to have a good time.
Will you smoke some after this interview?
No.
So I think it's time to heat up this interview. I'm going to have to throw you on the hot seat. Are you ready?
The hot seat.
I'd like for you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Number one, do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Does toxic femininity exist?
Does what?
Toxic femininity.
Yes.
Is abortion worse than slavery?
No.
Should sex be saved for marriage?
No.
For 1 year, would you rather wear a Muslim burqa?
Burqa.
Or be unable to laugh?
I would rather wear the burqa.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how creepy is Joe Biden?
No comment.
Are you okay with transgender dominating women's sport?
A what?
Transgenders dominating women's sports.
Transgender being in women's sports?
Dominating women's sports. Are you okay with that?
No.
Are whites today responsible for black people problems?
Are whites responsible?
Are whites today responsible for black people problems?
Majority of them, yes.
Ooh, you're gonna love this. What's the oldest man you've been with?
How many years older than me?
Yeah.
23.
Wow. Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Katy Perry.
Amazing. So is there anything you'd like to promote?
Yeah, I'm doing a tour for the troops for the whole 36-day tour in August.
Amazing. Did you have fun?
Yeah. I did.
Right on. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Let me hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, share, tweet, comment, and purchase. The harder I try, the more it escapes me. The faster I run, the further it fades from me. Going the distance has never seemed so hard. Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.